Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading comes from the book of Sirach and is a little meditation on God's works, on God the Creator. Now will I recall God's works. What I have seen, I will describe. And now this is a very Franciscan meditation, as St. Bonaventure would say, meditating using the book of God's creation, to observe creation, the beauty, the splendor, the order, and to meditate, or to rise up from there to the Creator, to God Himself. At God's word were His works brought into being, the creation ex nihilo, from nothing, by God's infinite power. They do His will as He has ordained for them. As the rising sun is clear to all, so the glory of the Lord fills all His works. In other words, nobody can escape noticing God's glory by observing and meditating on creation. His glory is evident in all of His works. Though God has given these, His hosts, the strength to stand firm before His glory, He plumbs the depths and penetrates the heart. Their inmost being He understands. The Most High possesses all knowledge and sees from of old the things that are to come. He makes known the past and the future and reveals the deepest secrets. No understanding does He lack. No single thing escapes Him. And so, this is the God Almighty in whose hands we place ourselves, His divine providence, from day to day. The Word, through whom all things were made, incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, we see in the Gospel, has the same power to do whatever He wills over His creatures. The blind man comes to Him and says, "Master, I want to see." Jesus, at this time, doesn't make any mud with spittle, doesn't even touch the man. He just told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Him on the way. This is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, the Savior of the whole world. And so there is nothing wiser that we can do than to abandon ourselves into the hands of Almighty God through the Immaculate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.